Even on hot days like these, many of us still drink our morning coffee to get that daily dose of caffeine. But as Nancy Camden reports, more people are starting to wake themselves up with a cup of tea. She went to Tudor House Tea and Spice in Kalamazoo to learn everything she could about coffee's old nemesis.
Kelly Zajac is the owner of Tudor House Tea and Spice on the Mall in downtown Kalamazoo.
Worldwide, tea is the second most consumed beverage, and it's second only to water. And in most countries other than ours, it's primarily men, or men are also big tea drinkers. Here, men seem to prefer their coffee, but more and more are turning to tea.
Kelly is a former teacher, so let's learn as much as we can from her in about the time it would take to brew a cup.
True tea comes from the Camellia sinensis plant. It's one plant that produces all these different flavors. It can be harvested several times a year. It's an evergreen bush.
What do you suggest for someone who does feel a little intimidated?
We usually start with their flavor preferences. You know, if they want something plain or flavored, and then we can go from there. If they want something plain, then we narrow it down. And if they don't know, then we just taste them and see what their tastes are. If they like something flavored, then we go into the fruity, maybe citrus, maybe floral, spicy. We have an almond spice, Assam, citron, English breakfast blend, Earl Grey and Earl Green. We have a jasmine pearl, a cumin. So we usually start with about a teaspoon of tea per cup. And we have good quality mineral water here. I have it at 195 degrees, which is a pretty good temperature for all teas. And then we'll give it a nice 3 minutes steep. Because this is an herbal tea, you can never have the wrong water temperature or steep it too long. Your white, your green, and your oolongs you can burn. And then any true tea, you can oversteep, and that's when you get that bitter taste.
What about caffeine in tea?
It's been traditionally thought that the tea has less caffeine than coffee, but new studies are coming out that tea actually has the same amount, but it's all the antioxidants and polyphenols that are in the tea leaf that interact with the caffeine and change how your body absorbs that caffeine, and you're not getting the shakes and the jitters and the big letdown. I mean, that's why monks for centuries have used tea during meditation because it allowed them to be relaxed, yet kept their mind alert.
Is a big mug of tea valid?
That's what I tend to prefer, rather than the small dainty cup refilled several times. Probably has a lot to do with my lifestyle. You know, I'm a mother to young children, and we do a lot of on-the-go things. The blended teas or the plain teas can really change depending on if they're hot or iced. So you really get to just play around and see what suits you.
Are you supposed to start right away or let it sit?
No, I would taste it hot as it is now, and see how it tastes to you then.
That's good.
Yes.
I like that. Now I'm slurping. Is that okay?
That is absolutely fine. I'm not going to tell you how to drink it or how to steep it. I mean, we'll give you guidelines and suggestions, but to me, tea is a really personal thing.
Into the store came Elizabeth Code and Aaron Jagger on a mission.
We snitched a tea bag from one of our coworkers' desks to give her an idea of what kind of tea he likes, if she could suggest one of the custom blends that would appeal to someone with that type of taste.
Yeah, based on this, I would say let's look at the orange cookie and the prairie passion. Mm-hmm. The orange cookie is going to be a little bit sweeter, I think more of an orange spice tea.
I love the smell. It has a real fruity aroma, which makes sense.
And then the prairie passion is going to, it's a black and green tea combination.
Oh my, that's delicious. Papaya, rosehip peels, passion fruit flavor, and sunflower. Green and black teas.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.